IPSE leads the way.
IPSE.
One system, personnel, and pay.
IPSE.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the IPSE podcast, where we give you updates on what's going on with our program. I'm Colonel Allie Pruitt, IPSE FMD Deputy Director. And today, I'm joined by Colonel Mary Devine, OCAR IPSE Program Chief for the Army Reserve. Welcome, Mary.
Hello. Good afternoon, Colonel Pruitt.
We also have with us Master Sergeant James Souther, IPSE Develop and Design Non-Commissioned Officer.
Ma'am, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you both here with us today. And Mary, an especially warm welcome to you since this is your first recording of our podcast. We've got a couple of quick updates for you from the program. We'd like to highlight for you that we've just launched the self-service homepage with enhancements, a detailed maintenance job aid for updating personal records, and of course, constant improvement and enhancements for our leaders dashboard. So check those out. Mary, since this is your very first time on our podcast, could you give the listeners some background and what you love about your current role?
Sure. So a little bit of background, 31 years in the service, and that has comprised of all COMPOs, so COMPO 1, 2, and 3, so active duty, reserves, and guard, AG and LG officer. And, you know, the rest you guys can all, you know, assume what that has entailed and above. What I love about this role is being here jointly with COMPO 1, 2, and 3. And focusing on the modernization and moving the Army forward with a HR system that I believe in and that I think is past due for, you know, all of our soldiers.
I love how you said that. It is absolutely imperative that all COMPOs work on this program together. It's one total Army, one program.
Cool. Roger that.
I'll look over here to Master Sergeant Souther. You are a veteran of our podcast, but always wonderful to share with our community who you are and what you love about what you do.
Ma'am, I'm Master Sergeant James Souther, just another guy in the foxhole trying to move IPSE forward every day. Been on the program for a year now, helped deploy the 214, helped deploy NPC roster, and manage transfers functionality. And looking forward to what the future brings to IPSE and to the Army as a whole.
And for our listeners, when he says that he is helping the team, we should also point out that he was awarded the G1 Rockstar accommodation from Lieutenant General Eifler and Sergeant Major Smoke Stevens. So he's not just helping, he's leading and a change agent, absolutely. Master Sergeant Souther mentioned a foxhole. Mary, can you give us what's new, what's hot in the USAR foxhole?
So on the updates for the reserves, it complements everything that everyone is learning already through the amazing Drive the Change notifications that we put out to what you've talked about in the podcast before. But I will state that we are looking at our biggest thing that we're bringing to the table really is increased partnerships. So across the board, you know, we're really working hard to increase our partnerships to hear the voice, you know, of the reservist, you know, with our USARC, with HRC, with, you know, our other, not only COMPO 3, but of course, you know, working in with the other COMPOs. So we're looking at also cross-functionality. And so for the reserves, really our movement and our next major muscle movement being integrating pay, ensuring that we are 100% on track and coordinating and collaborating and looking at all of our system operations on setting us up for success. So because as we all know, one of the most important and critical things, right, to our soldiers is ensuring that we're paying them timely, accurately, and it's predictable for them. So we're working on that. I will say that the DD-214 and the -1, thanks to our very own, you know, reservist, Master Sergeant Souther, we are continuing to build that out. It's wonderful because it is the first time that the reserve has been able to have that functionality for themselves and be able to issue the DD-214s and -1s. So that's pretty impressive. And that's just the beginning. But I'll stop there.
Absolutely. It's just the beginning. And with so much more to go and the promise of the functionality that IPSA brings to our Army, what gets you most excited as you look towards the future? What milestone is it that you're looking forward to and saying, I just can't wait?
Yeah, it really is that successful integration, right? It really is the transparency to the soldier. We have our first system ever that shows the soldiers, if they submit for a transaction, if they need something to occur in the system, A, that they can drive it, B, they can see it, C, they can help everybody, you know, all of us hold accountable towards that, right, towards that end state. And that's going to be the same way. You know, we're going to build it similarly to where, you know, they're going to have more transparency to their pay ahead of time. And I'm really excited about that. Really excited about just some future states of building the next generation of user-friendly, you know, applicability for our end user. I mean, we've got an app for that, right? Like that's just the beginning. So excited for the user functionality and making the users love the system as much as we do.
Fantastic. With great change and transformation comes concerns, risks, and pain points. What are some of those pain points that come to your mind?
Change, right? I mean, I think the greatest pain point of all is change is hard for anyone, right? It's human nature to be afraid of change, to not be comfortable with change. Even people who love change, like myself, right? I get frustrated, right? We all get frustrated because anytime we're learning something new, right? I'm getting to the age where, you know, with my, I will never switch from Apple, right? Because I do not want to learn a new system because it frustrates me all to heck. So I think it's change. That's probably one of the biggest pain points. And the most we can do for that is just encourage our users to listen to Drive the Change. Love Drive the Change. Can't speak enough about it. And then also, I mean, when you go to our site, looking at the resources that are available, just to use that because it is hard and it does get confusing. And, you know, those assets are out there, those resources are out there. And so is the, you know, the entire, you know, team and everyone that works with IPSA across the units and across the board are there to help, you know, to help us ensure that, you know, the comfort level is gained with the system.
You mentioned the DD Form 214 series. And I'm excited and want to hear more about the feedback you've received from your folks about this transition.
Right. So I'd say from my foxhole, right, a lot of good feedback, but of course a lot of unknowns. And it was, again, it was the first time that the reserve had seen this. So to see a flooding of, you know, actions, you know, in your queue and to see what that looks like or to change the transition came a lot of questions. I'm not going to go too much further into it because I know Mass Sergeant Souther, who is the true, you know, blessing and the best person to answer those questions, can deliver on that from here to next week. But I can let you know that overall, I think a little bit hesitation at first, but I think when people get in and start using it and realizing the capacity it gives, I've heard nothing but excitement.
That's great. On behalf of Becky Lust and Sergeant Major Smith, I just want to let you know how much we appreciate your passion, your energy, and your commitment to working with us. It really does feel like one team working for our total Army. And look forward to seeing what's on the horizon in the next 6 months. Do you have any final thoughts on the six-month objective?
You know, I just say, you know, thanks, Allie, and definitely thrilled about the future. I think the biggest thing on the next 6 months is just continuing to hear from our reservists, right? Continuing, our reservists haven't had enough time in the, you know, system. They are not working in it every day, you know, like active duty or working from it every day like active duty is. So just hearing from them, helping them, you know, through and just gaining that comfort, you know, more and more each day. And that's what we're after every day we come to work.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm looking over here to our rock star, the one, the only, Master Sergeant Souther. Did you get your all your asks satisfied before you came on the podcast today?
I did, ma'am. All right. Good to go.
Excellent. All the bubbly water.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
In your green room. Perfect.
As deserved.
From your perspective, how did the DD-214 transition go, and where do you see us standing right now?
Well, ma'am, I just wanted to talk about setting the landscape, right? So there was an instant cutover into IPSA on May the 17th, and transport remained up through June 17th to allow for that grace period. We're now only in IPSA doing DD-214s, and DD-214-1 also came with this deployment. That allowed full functionality for the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve to utilize the 214-1, which basically replaced what then was the NGB-22. This is the first thing for the Army Reserve, brand new to them, and it's basically rebuilding and relooking at how the Army National Guard deals with the transition process out of their component. How did it go? It went. We made it happen. There are some things that we've been dealing with through processes and through procedure, dealing with policy changes, and just dealing with overall how the user and soldier experience interaction with the 214 process. We're getting better every day. And in general, there's a lot of good that we're hearing from the field, and they're giving us a lot of feedback on how to be better. And that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. Feedback is always welcome here at IPSA. And I love what you said about, to rephrase, the journey to success starts with the first step. And there we were on the first step. And now we are moving from a jog to a run, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am.
At the right pace. As we further explore that, what improvements are we seeing regarding accuracy and accessibility to the DD-214 series for our soldiers?
Ma'am, data accuracy is vital for the DD-214 production in IPSA. The DD-214 is a repository of vast data elements that HR professionals can monitor and change to benefit production of DD-214. Gone are the days where data on a document is not actual data and an authoritative data source, the ADS. A soldier can see their processing of their DD-214 from initiation all the way through finalization and it being signed. The soldier can provide direct feedback to the HR professional working that DD-214. This provides transparency to what is being entered and changed on the DD-214. This improves data accuracy, and for the overall customer, improves their experience and the soldier experience Army-wide.
That's great. As the DD-214 rock star, you and I have riffed a little bit about workflows for our HR pros. How do you see that working with these forms?
Right now, ma'am, we're seeing soldier civilians and HR professionals interacting to improve data accuracy. The 214 is the document that needs to be accurate as a soldier exits the Army, but it's also helping just data accuracy in general. People are more worried about making sure their stuff is squared away, not only for promotion boards, but hey, I'm leaving the Army. I got to make sure it's right. As soon as the soldier announces a change needs to occur on that DD-214, the soldier's S1 HR Pro or the MPD can make the change, and then the soldier can see that change immediately. IPSA has created an interactive experience when processing DD-214s to the point where the data is displayed real time, and the soldier doesn't even have to be on location to execute the finalization of the form.
That's so true. We've recently got a multitude of points and feedback points about how quickly soldiers were surprised to see their DD-214 in the system. And that's a great encore for more work to be done, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Time on target.
What challenges or questions have you experienced during the rollout? And how do you see the team addressing them?
There have been many challenges, but there's two main ones that I'll address. One is the fact that those processing 214s are in two systems. They are swivel chairing between Transproc and IPSA. Transproc is being utilized to do service calcs and funded orders. This is causing a lot more time than normally necessary. We look to address this in the future as IPSA builds a service computation function and continues to subsume functions in Transproc, like the DD-220, the IDES and DRAS data, along with transactional PAR, and plus funded order writing. The second major challenge, as stated before, data accuracy. It's vital to the D214 process. Soldiers and HR professionals should work to ensure that when a soldier is stepping away from their current service, they're stepping away and are taken to ensure that their data is accurate. Data inaccuracies delay the D214 process and hinder soldier experience as folks transition to the next chapter of their life.
I love that reverberation of data accuracy. Just this week, we were able to engage with our teammates over at Human Resource Command for our inputs in the data accuracy campaign. I'm excited to see what that team helps us do in support of the field. All right. The crowd is cheering. They're demanding an encore. What's on the horizon for the next tour for the develop and design team?
A lot is the correct answer, ma'am. But there's three things I really want to get after here in this discussion. We're working on what's called 214 optional. We have heard the field. We've heard them. They're tired of seeing 214s be triggered on things that they deem does not need a 214, i.e. temp assignments, ASG schools for Compo 1. We've heard you. Here in the next month, we're going to push out 214 optional, where that type of assignment will be coded to not trigger automatically and provide the field capability to go trigger it if necessary. OCS and WOCS will have capability to still do what they need to do as soldiers transition from enlisted to officer or warrant officer, respectively. Next thing coming, better workflow routing. We've heard from our MOB sites, Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, Fort Bragg. We want to better the workflow and routing of 214s as they're triggered. We're going to build their own UDL pools that route to the 214 to the users at those locations. They will then be able to execute the 214 without utilizing monitor approvals, and the rest of the field that's utilizing the 214 will not actually get those 214s in their queue. And number three, the one that everybody's waiting on, the relinking of the DD214. We know there are system issues and there are user issues where separation assignments get revoked. And the 214 still needs to be actually completed and stay in that soldier's record. We're going to allow you to relink the DD214 to a brand new separation assignment that matches the same data points that are on the 214 so that we stop the pending cancellation process and stop the CRM tickets for data fixes. These are the new things that we're going to bring into the fold when it comes to DD214 to make the user experience and absolutely make the soldier experience even that much better.
Excellent. Before we cut the lights and pull the plug on this show, do either one of you have any final words for our audience? Any important takeaways for the soldiers and the leaders listening to our podcast? First to you, Mary.
Yes, I would first like to use this platform again to express my gratitude to Master Sergeant Souther. You know, you epitomize the hard work and dedication my team behind the scenes is putting in. They are relentlessly honing their functional design skills and improving the Army with a solution-minded approach that incorporates three elements in one. Your continued support is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I think also thank you, Allie, you know, for providing me this opportunity to represent the reserves. I hope to continue to do more in the future. Like I said, that there's a lot to, and Master Sergeant Souther did another great job articulating so much that's to come, and there's even more ahead. Data accuracy, you know, like you said, we want to all resound that from the rooftops. But your ongoing partnership and our joint efforts is invaluable. And same thing to Colonel Becky Lust. And I eagerly anticipate all of our next collaborations.
It's going to be great. All right, Master Sergeant Souther, there's no final thoughts for you. This rock star keeps rocking. But anything you want the field to know?
Ma'am, the D214 is live in IPSA. We're no longer using Transproc. Data correctness is vital to ensure D214s are processed in a timely manner. Hey, and we're listening. We hear what the field is saying. And what we want to do every time we step foot in the building, the Polk Taylor, to square away IPSA and make it better is to improve that soldier and user experience. That's what we aim to do, ma'am. Thank you for this opportunity.
It's been great having you here. All right, that's it for this show, but look for the next tour. Thanks to all of you for listening. Until next time, keep driving the change we need in our Army.
Soldier, right job, right on time.
24/7, 365.